My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Oh, hello, Wednesday. Well, aren't you just the peak of the week? The big hump, if you will. If you really want to enjoy hump day, then do as Jamie and Lisa. Greet each other with a hip thrust instead of a how do you do. Bow, chicka bow, chicka bow, wow, wow. Now let's get on with this, shall we? The Halifax Daily News. With Jamie and Lisa.
It's Wednesday, April 30th. This is the Daily News. I'm Jamie Patterson.
And over in this corner, I'll be playing the role of curmudgeon today.
Oh.
Starting off with a story about Parks Canada. They're going to be installing wireless internet in some 50 of its parks this year. So if you go camping at Kedgy, you can take your laptop, you can take your tablets, your cell phones, and get free Wi-Fi service. And this is just the beginning. They're planning to triple that number of Wi-Fi hotspots in the next 3 years.
Now, good or bad? Discuss.
We don't need it.
That's a place to get away from it all.
Exactly. That's where you're supposed to go to get away from email and where, you know, you're supposed to connect with your kids, not have your kids connect with their games and their friends.
I bet you, though, in the middle of a park, national park, you probably don't have cell phone coverage.
That is true.
So you are out of luck. I mean, if something goes wrong, you've got your cell phone with you, you don't even have coverage, you're stranded out there, a little Wi-Fi, you can, you know, tell people where you are.
So you're going to Google how to avoid a bear attack while the bear is attacking you?
No, but you can tell people where your corpse will be found as the bear. Did you know that bears, they're not like cats out in Africa that stalk you and kill you. They'll crush your neck and you're dead.
Right.
Bears just start eating you. And they will eat you alive. They don't kill you first because that's not what they do. They're, you know, hey, boo-boo.
They're into give me this picnic basket.
They're into nuts and berries, the occasional picnic basket. But if they're really hungry and they come out of hibernation, they will eat you before they kill you.
Well, now the bears can order honey online because they're going to have this service free of charge in many locations. There will be a small fee for some of the parks, but
you know, like my little beer trivia there?
That's very
beer,
nice.
Beer trivia. I think that's where I got it, actually. Give me another beer. I'll come up with some more.
Got it at the bottom of a bottle of beer.
Yeah.
A picture that I tweeted out yesterday of Spider-Man generating a lot of interest around town because it's a special comic book that is being sold starting today at Strange Advances. Next block down at Reflections. Sorry.
Interesting thing, though, they also sell Spider-Man stuff.
Strange Adventures comic store. They are selling the special edition of Spider-Man issue number one. And the work, the cover, was done by a New Brunswick artist, Nick Bradshaw, his name is. I think he's from the Moncton area. But anyway, that said, what makes this cover unique is that Spider-Man is slinging his web past the Halifax town clock.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, that was an original drawing, what the hell did you say? It's an original collector's. So when was it originally drawn?
I'm not sure when it was drawn. It's going on sale for the first time today.
Oh, so it's not like an ancient one that they're bringing back.
No. This is a special edition that they're bringing out starting today. It's $6 a copy, but I have a feeling they're going to sell out pretty quick at Strange Adventures.
Not Strange Advances.
No, that's the other one.
Don't go there. Spins a web any size.
Hey, is your dog friendly and cute? If so, they're looking for that dog for a music video for tomorrow or Friday. Now, this is on a volunteer basis. It's a music video that's being produced for local artist Linda Brooks. And they need dogs. Lots of dogs. Any and all kinds. Any and all ages. However, there is an asterisk. Your dog has to be well-behaved and friendly with people or other dogs.
So that counts out all the rabid pit bulls out there that you might want to bring out to the park for the video shoot.
Yeah. They're not quite sure yet if these dogs are going to be on leash, off leash, whether it's going to be paired up with their human or not. It's all still pretty up in the air. But if you are interested in you and your dog, you got to be available tomorrow, all day tomorrow and all day Friday for this video shoot.
Erin Hennessy is wrangling them up, isn't she?
I was just going to say, just go on over to Hennessy Casting their website and get all the details there. So have you ever done a message in a bottle?
Yes. My family did a message in the bottle, 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the message in there saying who we were and all that stuff, and we threw it in the Thames.
Any results?
No.
No? Well, there's a fisherman here in Nova Scotia that does this quite often. He actually works a scallop trawler. And so he's on the boats all the time and is always dropping bottles into the water.
After he finishes them off, he tosses them into the water, right?
He just got one back, the bottle that drifted 4,400 kilometers and was picked up an entire ocean away. But the really cool thing is that this message is now gone viral around the world, compliments of social media. His name is Darren Wagner, and the last one that he set out was found by two people on a beach in Devon, England. And this guy from Hubbard's got an email from the couple. They've been identified only as Jack and Emma. Got the email from them in January, but the story was actually tweeted out by the High Commission of Canada in the UK and has since gone viral. Wagner has also had bottles that have traveled to Morocco, the Azores, Newfoundland, St. Pierre, and New York.
Kind of a neat little hobby there.
Yeah, that is kind of neat. So do you suffer from allergies at all?
Yeah, I never used to. Recently, though, big time. I think everybody does nowadays.
To some extent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is definitely a fallout from our modern society, but doctors in Nova Scotia are saying that allergy sufferers in Halifax, get ready, this is going to be a bad year. And we can blame a very difficult summer on a very late spring. Now,
When is it coming anyway?
What, spring?
Yeah.
Yes.
Still waiting.
We're still waiting for it. One would think that sort of a cold, wet spring would be good news for allergy sufferers, but it's the exact opposite because it means the trees haven't been able to release much pollen so far. And the problem is, once it does warm up, all those trees are just going to explode all at once.
They're all suffering from blue root right now. Haven't been able to release their pollen.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just going to let it all go at once, and it's going to be a real problem. Tree season normally starts in early April. That's been delayed by a few weeks. Grass season typically starts in late May, and then your weed season happens in August and September.
Unless, of course, you live in either Washington State or Colorado, in which grass and weed season is all year round.
I want to update you on the missing blimp. Remember we were talking about this earlier in the week?
Yes, the Labatt's blimp.
That's right. The 21-meter brewery blimp that broke free from a tether over the weekend and has drifted off into the unknown has been found. It broke free Saturday, ditched itself yesterday around late afternoon in the community of Sussex, New Brunswick, near St. John. At one point, it actually got to an altitude of about 1,200 meters to the extent that they had to warn commercial pilots in the area that they might come across this thing.
Couldn't have picked a better place to land, Sussex, New Brunswick.
What do you mean?
Isn't that where they have the annual balloon?
Oh, really? Like a hot air balloon festival?
Balloon festival Sussex, New Brunswick, yeah. The only reason I know that is because way back when, honey, when I wanted to ask you to marry me, I was looking at unique, ingenious ways to pop the question. And that was one of them.
A hot air balloon?
Yeah.
It
was either that or going out to Digby and be eaten by sand flies.
And you took the sand flies.
I went the sand fly route.
Ah, yeah.
It was a tough decision, but I went that route anyway. So I tell you, these people would definitely know how to handle a hot air balloon or any kind of a dirigible if it fell onto their tongue.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why they have the hot air balloon festival there. Maybe the wind currents always end up in Sussex because you can't steer hot air balloons. They just go
where
the wind takes them. So it makes sense. Maybe everything ends up there. That should have been the last episode of Lost.
Everybody
they all
ends
found
up
themselves
in Sussex,
New Brunswick. where the hell are we? We're in Sussex, New Brunswick. This is where everything goes. All those plastic bags that you throw away in the compost, they all end up in Sussex, New Brunswick.
Hey,
all the cigarette smoke that you blow out into the atmosphere,
Sussex, New Brunswick.
Right. Hey, every time you fart,
Sussex, New Brunswick.
Yeah.
Got to send some big get-well wishes to MLA Gordy Goss. The politician from Sydney Whitney Pier announced yesterday that he has been diagnosed with cancer and has had to reduce his duties while undergoing treatment. He released a statement saying that he'd been diagnosed last week. Now, didn't specify what type of cancer he is battling, but suffice to say, he says his prognosis is good. He will be undergoing chemotherapy and radiation treatments and doesn't know when he'll be able to return to work full time. Fingers crossed, he is hoping to get back in the saddle for the fall session of the legislature.
Good luck. We're all thinking of you. Now, yesterday you promised us that you were going to rant today, Lisa, so get on your soapbox.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, rant away.
Not so much a rant as just a general question. When did it become acceptable in our society to carry on a telephone conversation while in a stall at a public washroom? This has happened to me twice in less than a week. At Micmac Mall last week, and at Scotia Square, day before yesterday.
Okay, now, when you say it's happened to you, somebody was on the phone with you?
I wasn't on the phone. I was standing in line waiting to use the washroom. Mm-hmm. Three other people behind me waiting to use the two stalls that were available. And this woman was carrying on an entire conversation. She was in town because of some sort of sporting event that her kid was involved in. And they had some time to sneak away. So she was doing a little bit of shopping at Micmac Mall. And she was taking her sweet time while she was doing this. Meantime, the line is growing behind me to get in there and use these bathrooms. And then day before yesterday, same thing. A woman is, she actually answered the phone while she was in the stall.
Well, yeah, you'd answer your phone.
No, not in a public washroom.
You know what? I've done that before. You answer the phone, you have a conversation. I was at home, but I mean, the phone rang, so I answered it. And I'm chatting away, but I'm finished. And so I get up and I'm talking away, and all of a sudden I realize, oops, maybe I shouldn't have flushed. Because the person talking to me, all of a sudden they hear this flushing noise.
Well, you know what?
It's pretty painfully obvious where you were.
Exactly. If you're going to be using your cell phone in the bathroom, let's not make it painfully obvious to the person on the other end exactly what it is you're doing. You know, it's just leave a little bit of mystery, can we?
Which is the exact opposite from when cell phones first came out. How many conversations? Guess where I am right now?
You're never going to believe what I'm doing.
Hey, no. Check out the hang time. Oh. Okay, Dexter, calm down.
Just incredibly tacky, and I think it's just an indication of how low we have descended in our society when it comes to manners. I'm not Miss Manners by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
but,
I'll vouch for that.
But, thank you. But, I mean, really, do we need to do this?
You know what else? Before movies, do they need to tell us to turn off our phones?
Yes, because there are rude, ignorant people who will sit there.
Exactly. But that's what gets me. You know what? I don't mind being told to turn off my phone. Reminded. Like, oh, yeah, gee, I forgot to put that
exactly.
on. Exactly. But do they have to tell us not to text? I guess so. Society has gotten to that point where people will text, light up the entire row that they're sitting in, and text to their friend while they're watching a movie.
Wasn't a guy shot down in the States in a movie theater for doing that?
Would have happened here in Canada if I'd had a gun. Oh, it just drives me insane. That and the fact that they have to show a movie before the movie telling us not to put our feet up on the seats and kick the person in front of us. Like, what's up with that? Like, it's called manners, and we should all have them.
And finally, you might have been seeing Big Bird on television a lot the last week or so.
Yeah.
Carol Spinney. That's the guy behind the mask, behind the feathers, as they say.
Who'd have thought a guy named Carol would end up in feathers for the rest of his life?
Huh? Can't believe he's 80 years old now. And a documentary has just been released.
I've noticed Big Bird's kind of hunching over. Big Bird doesn't stand up quite as straight as he used to.
Big Bird's got himself a dowager's hump now. With any and all apologies to anybody who has one of those.
No, my great-grandmother used to have one of those.
You could
serve a tray of hors d'oeuvres on that thing.
Oh, we are going straight to hell. Anyway.
So what's up with Big Bird?
There is the Hot Dogs Festival is going on in Toronto, and I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney story, was making its world premiere. So Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, who of course is another character that he is responsible for.
And what's the documentary called?
It's called I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney story.
Red flags there. Don't you remember the last documentary? I believe it was at the Toronto International Film Festival as well, that involved a Sesame Street character, was called Me Elmo. No, seriously. And it was shortly after that documentary came out that all hell broke loose. So keep an eye on this Carol fellow. That's a big bird.
He wanted to do this character for 50 years, and he's been at it for 45. He's the, well, he's still a very young 80 years old. But what's really cool about this, I had no idea about this connection. He served in the Air Force for 4 years and then joined the Bozo the Clown show as a performer and an animator, then started doing his own puppet shows. In 1969 was when he was discovered by Jim Henson. Mm-hmm. But his father was born in New Brunswick. His mom grew up in Cape Breton. So we have, yes, we can stake our claim to Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. He is one of ours.
All right, it's email time. This one just came in regarding my rant. It wasn't really a rant about radio ratings, was it?
No, we were just sort of explaining the whole situation.
It was the first, it was the radio, the ratings roundup.
The ratings roundup.
Anyway, Karen Wood writes this, OMG, love it. I've always called them radio sweeps, and I spin the dial like crazy. LOL, I play every contest I can manage. A couple of years ago, I won a trip to Cuba.
Ooh.
My first and only trip to the Caribbean, and I once won $700. On big bags of cash.
Ah, familiar with that one.
Yeah, maybe we gave that to her. Anyway, call me a contest ho, she says. All that being said, I most enjoyed listening to you both in the morning. Oh, I love this. And felt the loss when you left. That's not something I say every day. It's so great to be able to listen to you again. Love the podcast. Would love to see it longer. In the meantime, welcome back to the airwaves.
Hey, thank you very much.
So thanks, Karen. Yeah. And you know what? I kind of like it this length. We get to say everything that we want to say, and then we say it. Plus, at this particular time, it's out of pocket. And
that's right.
Every minute costs. So so we're going to keep it down to 15, or
exactly.
A dull roar, as they like to say.
Until we start selling this. And the other thing, too, is that we don't want to end up padding this just to make time, because then we're wasting your time.
Interesting thing about the podcast is with radio, yeah, you can have it on longer. You can have it in the background. You can play music, and you can do things like that. With a podcast, you people are making a commitment to listen to us. You know, you download it, and that's 15 minutes of high-quality entertainment, I might add.
That's right. We don't want to waste your time.
You push it to 20, and we're going to start boring you. So so let's keep it at 15 for now, but thank you so much. That's not the first person that mentioned that they would like it longer.
Yeah.
And finally, looks like we have a new play in town.
Yes, Miss Caledonia opened up last night. It's the final show in Neptune's 51st season, and it started last evening on the Scotiabank Studio stage. Kind of a neat 1950s story about life on rural Route 2 and dreams of Hollywood. So last night was actually the Pay What You Can performance. The official opening is tonight, and the show runs until May the 11th. It's only $20 a ticket, so it's a fairly, you know, reasonable evening out of some great live theater in town.
And that's our 15 minutes. So don't forget, tomorrow we're back with our interview with none other than Sportsland's Harv Stewart.
Until then.